Good morning, afternoon, or evening. I am H. John Jay, evangelist at Our Divided World Ministries. Welcome to today's sermon. Are you a new Christian? Welcome all new Christians. This post is about giving you some suggestions as a new Christian. I'll repeat, the word is suggestions. Being new to Christianity can be a daunting process. Seems that all new Christians at some time or another have to deal with what others tell them about the Christian religion from non-Christians or atheists. They will comment that the Holy Bible is a brainwashing tool, Christianity is a cult, Christians are uptight, and there's no scientific proof of the Bible, and so on. I decided to write this because I've heard, read, and seen a lot in the last several years that might deter new Christians from becoming old Christians, meaning mostly stronger in faith and eventually age. Several people have told me that they can't find a good church, don't understand some verses, or are not sure what they need to do as a Christian. And I'm hoping this will help people sort out what they need to do to make it a little bit easier for them. There are several articles and sermons on our site that can help you navigate through all the good, but also warnings of the bad in terms of prophecy preachers, apostasy in churches, and false gospel teachings. And there are a lot of those today. So, how can you know all these things? That's easy. This is what I do daily. I read the Holy Bible and write my posts and sermons. I'm no expert on the scriptures, but I've learned a lot over the past 7 years. Okay, here are the suggestions, as I mentioned previously. Number one, look around and really listen to what is said in social media about religion, but truly focus on what is being said by whom and why. Number two, read the Holy Bible and compare what others are saying to what is actually written on the pages. Many religious groups cherry-pick verses, and that can easily lead you away from its true meaning. Number three, understand what is happening in your town and the world through Holy Bible prophecy. There are a lot of things taking place that the Holy Bible has already warned us about. Number four, see what is being portrayed in terms of sin in movies, TV, and most recently, commercials. Number five, listen to God. He will direct your steps and keep you from evil if you let Him. I repeat that, if you let Him. Compare the different churches in your area to see who is actually speaking the gospel or who is spewing a false gospel. This list, in my true Christian mind, is a good place to start firming up your faith and belief in the Holy Bible and God our Father. I go through this list every day and focus especially on number five, listening to God. Don't be delusioned by people spewing out bad things about the Christians or belief in God. I know it's not easy starting anything new, but this list should give you a good starting point to strengthen your faith. Now I'll go back through that list in more detail. Number one, social media has many different groups and more forming daily. There are those who love Jesus and those who don't, but there are those who would persuade you to leave your religion and faith. Why? Personal agendas or bad experiences based on their unfaithful ideals. Also, there are atheists and Satanists that don't want you to believe in Jesus and will do and say anything to get you to walk away from the Holy Bible. And, as you know, Satan rules the world and has many followers who will try to twist and turn you from God's truth. Churches have become more adept at preaching social media norms, so apostasy has been growing at an alarming rate, and many churches have closed. Number two, the best way to keep yourself updated in the world of Christianity is to listen carefully to what is being said by preachers. That's right, preachers. They're all not created as equal as you might think. When you hear someone preaching, pay attention to what they say. Write down or record with your phone any verses to see if what they are preaching is what the whole verse is written. A lot of people and preachers take the Holy Bible verses out of context. So you need to read the entire verse before and the verse after the one preached to see if it is actually what they said. This may sound like a lot of work, but I will tell you it would be well worth it because it makes you quickly understand the Holy Bible and to know whether to keep listening or not. Another suggestion is for you to read Proverbs and James. Both of these enlightening chapters will help guide your life to a better understanding of Jesus Christ's teachings and the Holy Bible. Number three. The Holy Bible has a lot of prophecies about the current and end times. Once you read them, you will quickly see that the world is radically changing as the Holy Bible predicted over 2,000 years ago. So how do you find these changes? Look around at TV news, social media, and in your neighborhood. 2 Timothy 3:1-9 explains, "But know this, in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy, and it continues. Perhaps you should read the whole verse for yourself. Once you do, look around and you will see that that verse really explains the changes in recent years. Number four, you may not have noticed, but TV has really changed over the last several years. What has happened to the comedy series? Are there more cop and murder shows on TV? Are TV commercials being more bold, showing unchristian attitudes? How about the brands pandering to unchristian groups? I'm sure the list could go on and on, but I will leave you there for you to see for yourself. Number five. This is actually my favorite. Listen to God. I repeat that again. Listen to God. He will direct you and keep you from all the evil that is continuing to grow. Ask Him for help and guidance when you're lost or unsure. I let God guide me when I wander. And we all have a tendency to wander. It's just our sinful nature. Number six, churches have become a real problem, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. My suggestion is to try going to a few different ones. Listen to what is said. Take notes, as I mentioned before. If anyone asks you what you're doing, just tell them, I want to be a better Christian, so I'm learning. Today, you need to be a religious detective, unfortunately. Many churches are adding rock music and other events to fill the seats. Why? More filled seats, more donations. My wife and myself have gone to several local churches with no luck in finding one to attend regularly, mostly because many preachers just read the Holy Bible verses, and others leave out important teachings of Jesus about sin, redemption, and repentance. These are the most important things to know and understand if you don't learn anything else. Recently, I found out that sin is not supposed to be spoken by preachers in some churches, so they don't offend parishioners. Don't offend them. The parishioners better be offended or risk remaining for the tribulation. By the way, if you want to know more about the tribulation, you have to read Revelations. Here is another suggestion about going to church. Start your own. It can be with a group of friends who are Christians or those who might want to learn about the Holy Bible. Ask some of your friends and maybe some of your neighbors. They may already have an interest in wanting to do this because we found several neighbors who don't go to any churches because they don't like the ones they went to. Finally, if you have other questions or concerns about the Holy Bible, Jesus, God, please email me or Gene at gene@ourdividedworld.com or john@ourdividedworld.com. Peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our sermons. Come back for our next one or sign up to be notified when it'll be posted. Or you can send us an email to be added to the sermon update list.